This is Carol Vatterman. Well, pretty well. I spoke to Xerox, and there's still a couple of things to be ironed out. They want, for an hour of their labor, $53 and change. They want $20 plus or minus whatever to deliver. And, well, I don't want to go pick it up. I'm busy. It isn't my responsibility. I don't want to argue with you. You've already lost a week of my time. It is. I did not act negligently. You gave me 120 days, and I know, and I want to iron out the rest with you. Well, he's not here, so would you please listen to me? Xerox. Yes, would you like to go first? All right, I'll go first. Xerox wants the money for checking it out. Secondly, there will be some delivery charge. Third, they want $35 for checking it out for a service contract. Now, the UPS will charge $46.25 for delivery on Blue Label delivery to Data One in Illinois. and 25 cents, right. And how will this be worked out? I think it's around 32, 33 pounds, something like that. Well, this is including insurance. And $53 and some change for having checked the machine out, having it been brought there and whatever they did. That's right, and we did deliver it to Xerox already. No, I'm not charging you for our delivering it to Xerox, but you should pay for having Xerox delivered to us and our taking the trouble to send it out. I think so. Also, we do not have a usable carton to send it back because the carton that it came in was not in good condition. That's right, and we have the styrofoam, but the carton was not in no good condition. Have you got another carton? How soon can I get that? Could somebody drop it off, please? I mean, I'll have to make two trips for this. Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Well, I have the details of where to send it, and UPS can pick it up tomorrow. The problem is now getting the machine back from Xerox. Will they release it if they are not paid immediately for what they've done? Well, this has been really terrible, and I hope the whole thing will be over very shortly. How late will you be open? Okay, thank you. Right. What's an RMA number? No, what is it? We're supposed to send it to the attention of Don Winkler at 65 East Palatine Road, Prospect Heights, Illinois. Ray got it from somewhere. And so you'll. No, he did not. Okay.